This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
You know why the kids in modern society are so messed up, such weak, pathetic, you know, weak-minded weaklings, and I don't know what... I'm not talking about all kids, obviously, just the mainstream kids raised by mainstream people and in the mainstream school system and all that. They're pathetic. And the reason is because their parents are horrible parents. They never require their children to learn anything or take responsibility for anything. And they teach them these insane things like, when all of you play sports, everybody is a winner. And what does that teach them to be? Well, it teaches everybody to be a loser. Because then there's no reason to achieve. There's no reason to compete. You don't get anything in that kind of society based on merit. Instead, everything's just handed to you. So these kids grow up, and what do they become? Libtard socialists, man. Libtard socialists and communists and fascists. Because they never had to earn anything in their whole life. Mommy and daddy never said, here, tie your own shoes. Make your own sandwich. Do your own laundry. Go out in the backyard. Play in the sandbox. Build a treehouse. Do something with your hands, for God's sake. You little kid. I mean, it's incredible. I saw a statistic today. The average child in America spends only 7 hours a week outdoors. 7 hours a week. And that's probably like waiting at the bus stop, walking across the parking lot to the grocery store. I don't know. Waiting in line somewhere outside. 7 hours a week. Outside, man, when I was a kid, we were 7 hours a day outside. Parents had to force us to come back in. We were outside all the time. Outside was freedom. You know, outside was like riding your bike, riding your skateboard, swinging on the tree swing. I don't know. What did we do? All kinds of stuff. Hunting for golf balls at the local golf course and selling those balls back to the golfers. Yes, I did that. They would knock them out off the golf course into the forest. And we would just go in the forest and just clean up all these golf balls and then just sell them back to the golfers. The funniest thing, man, is like, I think I was like 7 years old and I was already an entrepreneur, I guess. We were just like, hey, people will pay money for these golf balls. So that's what we would do. We were outside all the time. And then when I got older as a teenager, you know, doing jobs, mowing people's lawns for money. Today's kids, they're afraid to work. Their hands are useless except for gaming consoles and Snapchat. They have like little narrow weakling alien fingers. They don't have hands that can push a lawnmower. Yeah, when I was a kid, our lawnmowers weren't even self-propelled. We pushed them. We pushed the mowers. I mean, they had engines on them. I'm not saying that that like the 1950s, you know, I mean, they had engines, they had gas engines, but they weren't self-propelled. You had to push them. You push them around. You work. You do something. You expend some effort. You know, that's what we did. Climbing trees all the time. You build coordination. You build strength. You have some resilience. You learn not to fall out of the tree. Today's kids, you make them climb a tree, they'd fall and crack their skulls. Because they don't know anything about the real world. They're living in these virtual, online, delusional fantasy worlds. And they think that's real. It's not real. It's your fake world. These kids are pathetic. And then they go to school and they turn into these cry bullies on college campuses across America. And they say, we shouldn't have to do any homework. We feel offended. And they just scream as a bunch of cry bullies. Just snowflakes. We don't want to hear any ideas that we don't agree with. Nah. Ban the speakers. This is what they become. And they take on this personality of being like socialist terrorists. They just want to burn down everything they disagree with. They want to occupy the buildings. They want to get the chancellor of the university fired because the chancellor doesn't appropriately bow down and lick the boots of the social justice warriors on campus who are pathetic cry bully snowflakes. This is all because of bad parenting. That's my point here. You know what a good parent is? You might say, well, Mike, you're not a parent. You're not qualified. Tell you what, if I were a parent, I'd raise some very capable kids. A good parent is someone that doesn't do everything for their kids. Teaches, you got to teach your kids to become self-reliant, for God's sake. I mean, I had good parents. I was doing my own laundry as a kid. I was making my own food as a kid. I would go to the grocery store and buy the groceries sometimes as a kid. I was very self-reliant. It's a good thing. Those are skills and postures that have helped tremendously over the years. Today's kids, they got nothing. They think their parents are their servants. They're like, "Mommy, I'm hungry. Make me a sandwich." And so many mothers go, "Okay, little Johnny, I'll make you a sandwich. I wouldn't want you to suffer and have to make your own sandwich because spreading mayonnaise on a piece of bread is too much to ask of an 11-year-old child." So these kids, they're just, "Mommy, do my laundry." And then the parents are like, "Hey, you should do some chores. You should mow the lawn." And the kids are like, "What? You're going to make me mow the lawn? I don't mow the lawn. I play Xbox. I Snapchat with all my friends. I don't mow the lawn," is what they would say, you see. The parents, they back down. They're like, "Okay, we won't make you mow the lawn. What else can we do for you today? Can we buy you something?" Parents became spineless first, and then they raised spineless children. That's the point. That's the whole point of this podcast. Parents, spineless parents. Parents my age, by the way. I'm almost 50. And there's a lot of parents my age, parents in their 40s and 50s, who are spineless weaklings. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of the parents of my generation. Except those of you who have been good parents, you know, homeschooling your children, raising them in the country. Make them milk a cow. Make them clean out the chicken coop. To this day, I still clean out the chicken coop every once in a while. It's no big deal. It's a rake and holding your breath. That's all it takes. I mean, what is so wrong with having a kid do something in the real world? It's not torture. You're not abusing your child to make him do chores. Take out the trash every once in a while. Do the dishes. Do your own laundry. Fold your own clothes. I mean, a five-year-old can learn to fold clothes if you don't raise them as a crybaby snowflake. You see what I'm saying? You can teach a five-year-old to fold clothes. You probably don't want the five-year-old cooking in the kitchen because, you know, you got heat and hot oil and all that kind of stuff. But folding clothes is a pretty safe endeavor. And if they screw it up, who cares? It's practice. You got to get your kids to practice skills for the real world. You can't raise them in this sheltered artificial reality. And then they grow up and they become communists. Communists think everything should be given to them. Communists think they shouldn't have to work for anything or earn anything. They don't need to do anything because the government will provide. And then these morons like Ocasio-Cortez comes along. She's like, "The government's going to give you everything because you have human dignity. And dignity means that we're going to pay you a monthly check, whether you earned it or not." And that makes a lot of sense to these pathetic kids who never earned anything in their whole life. They're pathetic because their parents are pathetic and spineless. Spineless. Like walking rubber snakes. These people are crazy. Maybe I should have some kids just to raise some kids right. You know, but there's enough good kids out there. There's a lot of good kids out there. They're just not the majority. That's the thing. They're not the majority. And they're going to get outvoted by the libtard, crybully snowflake children. That's the problem. The future of our country, you know, kids, once you hit 18, you get to vote no matter whether you're qualified or not. If you're a socialist, fascist, communist snowflake, you get just the same vote as another kid who actually has earned his way or her way through life. You see, that's the problem. that everybody gets a vote, even the libtards who don't deserve it because they don't even believe in a free society. But, you know, I'll cover that in another podcast. Crazy times ahead. So check out my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at real.video. The channel here is HR Report. So you can go to real.video/channel/HR Report and you can hear all these podcasts there. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.